All right. It is 6:30. Call this meeting to order. And we will start off with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We have roll call, please, Jane.
Yes. Hillary?
Here.
Arlene?
Excused.
Brenda?
Excused.
Nikki? I haven't heard back from her yet. Susie?
Here.
Glenn?
Here.
Tiffany?
Here.
Someone had trouble with that.
We just have a quorum. Moving on to others in attendance. And we'll start in Sandpoint. Let me just say your name and we'll work around.
Madison Thompson.
Hillary Seifer.
Abigail Bose.
Jennifer Sargent.
Jane Julian.
Dave Nielsen.
Virgil Border, KSPP.
Okay. King Cove, who's all in attendance?
Paul Barker, King Cove.
Mark Mitchell, King Cove.
Bill Marston, King Cove.
Christy Ivey, King Cove.
Anthony Reeve, King Cove.
Ryan McCallum, King Cove. Emily Granville.
Delia Duarte, King Cove.
Elena Mack, King Cove.
Amanda Turnbull, King Cove.
Thank you, King Cove. Akatan, who's all present there?
Kim Barber and Jean Barber.
Thank you. False pass. Is there anybody in there? We don't have anybody on the phone line. And just checking, but there's nobody else on the video, correct? All right. Moving on to approval of the agenda. Or the wishes of the board.
Not adding anything?
I mean,
okay, I'll make a motion to approve as printed.
Is there a second?
A second.
Is there discussion? It's been moved by Glenn, seconded by Susie, to approve the agenda as presented. Since we're all in the same room, is there any objections? Hearing none, motion carries. Moving on to approval of the minutes, we have minutes for the regular meeting held January 19th, 2017. What are the wishes of the board?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Moved by Glenn. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Susie. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, the motion is to approve the minutes for the regular meeting held January 19th, 2017. Motion by Glenn. Second by Susie. Is there any objection? Hearing none, motion carries. Moving on to recognitions and presentations. Are there any, Mr. Seifert? Nope. All right, we'll move on to public comment. And let's start with Akatan. Any public comment?
No, ma'am.
Okay. King Cove, any public comment?
Yes.
We are representing the King Cove Student Council. With us, we have our Vice President, Emily Brendel, Treasurer, Jalea Duarte, 11th grade class representatives, Anthony Reeve and Dylan Larson, 9th grade class representative, Elena Mack, and myself, Secretary Christy Migley.
Okay. Go ahead.
We are here before you to discuss Alaska Association of Student Government, or AFOG for short. Twice a year, there's an AFOG conference at various cities throughout Alaska. At these conferences, student delegates get the opportunity to learn the parliamentary process firsthand. Some schools bring resolutions that they would like the AFOG board to discuss and vote on. For example, back in 2014, King Cove brought a resolution for our road, and it was passed unanimously and sent on to the state.
All
We get to take part in the discussions and have our thoughts, concerns, and or support be heard. OSOG is broken up into six regions. Our region, Region 1, one of the biggest regions geographically, but one of the most underrepresented, just recently consolidated to become Region 1. At the Spring OSOG 2016 in Kodiak, Regions 1 and 7 consolidated to be equivalent to the Alaska Schools Activity Association, or OSOG, regions. Therefore, a little history was made at that conference. During OSOG, we have regional meetings throughout the conference where we get to meet other people from all over the state and discuss the resolutions brought to OSOG. As a United Region, we vote whether or not we support the resolution. We have a region representative who sits with the executive board and voices our opinion. Also, the host school arranges guest speakers, community tours, dance groups, presentations, icebreakers, and dances. Not only do we get to understand the ins and outs of government, we also get to see different communities and meet many, many friends. Some of us here today have gone to the conferences and have been very interested in government.
Each year, the district funds two students to travel to the OSOG conference. We would like to thank you for your generous support. This year, the King Cove Student Council would like to send six students to the OSOG conference. We would like to ask for your permission to raise the funds for four extra delegates to travel from Juneau, where the OSOG conference is being held this spring. This conference will be taking place on March 20th through 22nd, which would be after state basketball. So if any of our teams were to make it state, then we won't have to pay the fee from King Cove to Anchorage, but only to Juneau. Many have gone to the OSOG conferences in the past and have come back to school full of ideas to make our school better and on how to run our student council meetings. Those students come back with such excitement about government, we feel it would be very beneficial to have more students experience it in this. Keep in mind, we are not asking for any extra help financially. We are strictly asking for the approval for us to fundraise ourselves. Thank you very much for your time and consideration and your generous support.
Excellent presentation of information.
That's all the public comment period.
Okay. Since it was a pretty comprehensive presentation you guys had, have you guys looked at what the cost would be if you had to take the four extra students from all the way from King Cove to Juneau?
Plus first round trip ticket.
$340
a ticket round trip from Anchorage to Juneau.
Each person.
And that's if those four students were attending the state conference or state basketball tournament. And there'd be additional cost if those representatives had to travel from King Cove as well, correct?
Right, but we are willing to fundraise for that money, which is what we are at.
Okay. So we're talking an extra $5,200 for airfare if they can't leave from Anchorage.
Plus per diem. Days. And what about lodging in June?
Do they stay in a school?
School.
Okay, so my question is, I know this came up before when we talked about fundraising for sports teams, and I don't recall what the rule was. Do you remember? You were in that session with me, weren't you?
For what now?
When we talk about fundraising, like, it was during one of the legal sessions.
It says what one group gets to, then all the groups within the sites. Because you can't do for one, all has to be included.
Okay, so my question is, do we just have to make it available for the other sites to fundraise? Or do they, if they fundraise, do the other sites have to fundraise?
No, I believe you just make it available that because they're raising their own money. If we paid any money, we'd have to pay it for as many students in all the district, but they're doing a fundraiser, so it's different.
So we would just have to communicate to the other schools that we're allowing schools to fundraise to send additional representatives to the OSOG conference.
Is this fundraising going to take away from Close Up? Because I know you guys are a little short for Close Up as well.
No, Close Up's just about there. They only have a couple more, and then with regional basketball coming up this in 2 weeks, they'll be there and then some. So it won't take anything away from Close Up.
Okay.
Typically, we wouldn't take action during public comments, but since the OSOG is happening in March 20th to the 22nd, would the board like to make any exceptions regarding this request to allow fundraising?
Another thing on the tickets, wouldn't you have to check, because don't they buy the tickets in a group? It's usually a special fare.
For basketball?
Mm-hmm. For any big, large groups,
you'd have to
they
pay
do
the
them in a
change fee, a really
G
big change
class.
Fee if you take it out of the groups.
Because
so
you're not supposed to divide the groups out. The price they give you is for a group, and it's a special class of service.
Wait.
Well, would all these people be on the basketball team?
Pretty much.
I guess that's the question for you guys. Would all four additional representatives be on the basketball team? Yes. Okay, so something to keep in consideration if we do allow this, I don't know if you heard the comment from Hillary, is that it wouldn't just be the $300 and some from Anchorage to Juneau. There'd have to be some research put into additional costs for separating those four seats away from the group. Would it just be change fee for those seats?
It was pretty spendy one time we've had that happen. It was like $400 and some to change it from a...
Question?
Go ahead.
Why would we have to change the seat fees? Or what? I don't understand why we would have to change anything.
Because it's booked as a group ticket. It's a special fare that they're given to the basketball players for this fare from King Cove, from Cold Bay to Anchorage round trip. It's as they travel in that group.
And Jay just mentioned that the one time that...
Return date that would change, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
But if you're already fundraising in excess of what you need for the Juno portion, I mean, I don't think there should be an issue. But we can take it out of the groups. It just, there's usually a change fee, and I can find out how much that is just in case you need to know.
I don't know that we'd have a meeting before then.
That would be awesome.
Okay.
It's like 4 weeks away. It's the 23rd, and they're talking about a conference on the 20th. So if we don't take action now...
Oh, we'll have to do that, my concern is they're going to get enough money in case there are some big change fees. I don't have a problem with it either way.
I'll get the information for them.
So I guess the question before the board now is, would we like to allow for fundraising for them to possibly send additional representatives to the Alaska Association of Student Government?
I don't have a problem with it. I'll make that motion.
Motion by Glenn.
I'll second it, long as no money. All money has to be raised in advance.
Is there any further discussion? And by doing this, we would have to communicate to the other sites that option is available.
What's the call number?
And could you handle that, Mr. Seifert?
Yes.
All right. Checking to see if Nikki has arrived in Falls Pass yet. No. Is there any further discussion? Since we're all still here, is there any objection to the motion to authorize the student council to fundraise to send additional representatives to the Alaska Association of Student Government, assuming that under the condition that no additional financial support is needed from the district? Did everybody ask if there's any objection?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any objection? Hearing none, motion carries. Thank you, Student Council. Is there any further public comment from King Cove?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Arlene's calling in, and I'm having a problem getting online.
Okay. Any public comment from Sandpoint? Looks like there's none. And we don't have anybody in Falls Pass yet. So working on the phone line, we'll move on to student reports. And we have the Youth Leadership Institute, which was Madison and Mariah?
Or Savannah.
Savannah and Melrose, sorry. Too many trips. So, Madison, why don't you come pull up a chair at the end so people can see you and you can have the hot seat for Youth Leadership Institute. What you learned, how your experience was?
First off, Heidi wanted me to make a comment for her. She wasn't able to make it because she had work, but she wanted to thank you guys for the opportunity for letting her chaperone the trip.
Hi. You will now be placed into conference.
Sorry.
She was very involved. I enjoyed having her because she actually went on the trip before, and so she was able to help us if we had any questions and whatnot. And it was my first time going. I enjoyed the experience. Also because I got to be around all my board members. It was nice being able to watch them in action and see what they fight for our schools. The conference was 3 days long, but we got there a day late. But YLI did a great job of helping us dive right in. We didn't feel out of place. We listened to lots of motivational speakers. We had roundtables with our school district members and other members of other school districts, so that was really fun. Yeah, we got to listen to lots of speakers. Melrose was able to sing, and that was pretty amazing. She got us to sing at someone's wedding, I think. I really liked it. It was a while ago, so I'm having a hard time calling. But it was lots of fun, and I wasn't really sure what it was before I went, but now that I've went, I would recommend it to all the students.
Thank you. Are there any comments or questions for Ms. Madison? Hearing none. Thank you, Madison.
Thank you, guys.
Next, we have the Youth Advocacy Institute Legislative Fly-In. And we just returned, so I remember we had Mariah and Abby. Mariah is already on the camera. So Mariah, why don't you go first, and then we'll let Abby come share as well.
My experience was very pleasant. I had a lot of fun, and I learned a lot about what's going on with what's going on basically in Alaska and the government and what's basically happening. It was very interesting. I really have not much else to say other than that I enjoyed the trip very much. Thank you.
All right. Abby?
Hi, my name is Amanda, and I was the chaperone for Mariah and for Abby, and I just wanted to thank you guys as well for letting me go to Juneau. It was my first trip ever to go to Juneau, and I enjoyed these girls so much. And I have been talking up this trip to all of my classes and telling them, make sure you write the essay. Write the essay. Very important to go. So thank you very much for letting me go.
Thank you. Abigail?
I just want to say thank you for letting me have the opportunity to go. I enjoyed it. I had fun the whole entire trip, talking to a whole bunch of representatives and senators, talking about what we can do to help our school and other schools that are rural to get more technology into the classroom, and I really enjoyed it because it was my first time going to Juneau. It was really fun. And I enjoyed going with Ms. Turnbull and Mariah because they showed me a lot of things in Juneau that I really appreciate. So thank you all.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments for Mariah, Ms. Turnbull, or Abigail?
Did you meet the legislators?
We met with Representative Bryce Edgman, and then we got to talk with Senator Lyman Hoffman. And then we had lunch with a few other senators and representatives.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments or questions? Seeing none, thank you, girls.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda is board reports for legislative fly-in. I got to travel to Juneau with the girls for the legislative fly-in, and they were excellent representatives of our school district. We heard from Speaker Edgman. He thought Mariah should go into public speaking, that she did very well, and that Abigail did very well as well. We met with Jill, a staffer, actually not Jill, Michelle, a staffer for Representative Zach Fansler, and they requested some more information from our district, which I sent to Jade while we were there. And we thought we were going to have a meeting with Senator Dunleavy while we were there, but ended up meeting with the staff, and I kind of felt bad because I was telling the kids, I'm like, Senator Dunleavy's a hard meeting, be prepared for some tough questions. And then we got there, and they're like, you're going to meet with staff, and it really was just not a very hard meeting. The message coming from the House of Representatives is they're in full support of the governor's budget and not cutting education because the governor's budget fully funds education. And the senators are saying be prepared for a 5% cut. Senator Hoffman said, you know, we're saying 5%, it'll probably be 1%, but, you know, just be prepared for 5%. During the fly-in AASB, the Commissioner of Education said that he wants school districts to keep in mind that ESSA is not going to be our mission for public education, but just a tool to support Alaska's vision for public education, and that once the state Every Student Succeeds Act plan has been approved, that districts will have to create their own plans. And he apologized, but those will be more burdensome for districts than they have been in the past. MAP will not be the assessment used for the state. MAP is working for what they use it for, and they didn't want to break something that's working to try and make it conform with what the state needs for assessment. And testing is only one piece that determines whether our schools are working, and that they'll be looking at teacher turnover. And we talked a lot about creating your story and how to frame your story. And I have some handouts that I will email to the board about talking about your main point, three supporting points. They said using a heartfelt story to get your point across, and then wrapping up because you're with your main point again, because what they hear first and last is what you remember when you talk to your legislators. And that was about it for the legislative fly-in. And I got to chaperone Abby for the last day because we got weathered in or stuck in Anchorage.
And you took the Dunk King to dinner.
And we took the Dunk King to dinner. He was all on board for sushi until he realized it was raw fish. Any questions? Hearing to move on to the superintendent's report, Mr. Seifert.
You have my written report. I have a couple of things to add. The Trident tip-off was a huge success. We had amazing crowds. Kenny Dobbs, the Dunk King, was amazing. I got incredible feedback from the community. He's going to come back for the Silver Salmon Derby, and after that, he's going to be going to King Cove for the Peter Pan tip-off. So he fell in love with the people here in the community. Glenn and I took him to see the sea lions at Trident. We were there 40 minutes, and he just was picture after picture after picture. So anyway, he had a great experience. He loved our kids, and I think it was very positive for our community. We have only two more people to hire in the district, two elementary teachers for King Cove. I have talked to dozens and dozens of candidates the last couple of weeks. I've been getting calls. I leave a message, and I get calls sometimes at 10 p.m. We got one call from Japan in the middle of the night. From people interested in our district, we hired the last person for Sandpoint today, which is an English teacher who absolutely blew everybody away. She's going to be an absolute great fit for our community. She's actually has a daughter related to Tiffany, so it's a small state. That's all I have to add. And like I say, the tip-off was a huge success. Regionals in King Cove in 2 weeks. And we currently have three basketball teams ranked in the state, which is, I think, the first time, maybe in a long time. I don't know, but that's pretty cool. So.
All right. Any comments or questions for Mr. Seifert? Hearing none, we'll move on. Is there any district correspondence anyone would like to pull for discussion? Seeing none, we'll move on to Mr. Nielsen and the financial report.
And my report is in the packet, and I don't have anything to add.
Okay, any questions for Mr. Nielsen? My sound point's legit. Like, they're good for close-up?
Yes. We're in the... They're $600 and some ahead.
And I talked with Ms. Lamar, and she said there's a carnival or something happening this weekend, and they will have another deposit coming in, so they should be getting very close as well.
Mm-hmm. Was it the buy-in the tickets that brought the cost down for Sandpoint, or was there...
Yes, that because we have to base it on what we would normally pay, and once the miles are used, then it makes a huge difference.
Okay. Any additional comments or questions for Mr. Nielsen and the financial report? Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion to approve the financial report.
Make a motion to approve the financial report as presented.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion? The motion is to approve the current financial report as presented, moved by Susie, seconded by Glenn. Is there any objection? Actually, let's do a roll call on that one. Okay. Arlene?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Tiffany? Yes. And we need to do a roll call from now on. I forgot. Arlene was on the phone. So if I forget, somebody just... Okay. All right. Next, we have department reports. Activities report is Mr. Lamar.
No, Mr. Lamar got called to ref junior high basketball or elementary basketball, so he gave me a couple of comments. The athletic schedule for next year is completely done. Everything is done. The road trip, cross country, wrestling, volleyball. There will be a volleyball tournament in King Cove. In Sandpoint. The volleyball tournament in Sandpoint. They were funding their way completely. He did some great scheduling at the scheduling meeting. Was that 2 weeks ago, Jay?
Peter Pan tip-off. They have teams.
And we've got teams for the Peter Pan tip-off. So that's all done, and I'm excited about that. And once again, we've got a couple of big weeks of basketball ahead of us for all of our teams, so looking forward to see who makes the state.
Are there any questions that the board would like to pass on for Mr. Lamar regarding the activities report?
I just have a concern with the runway, with King Cove's runway. I just hope everything is going to be okay during our, when it's time to bring our teams into there, because I know years before we had issues.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and speak to that. I'm glad you brought that up. We've already met at the district office level as well as the principals. I didn't necessarily want to make this public knowledge yet, but if it's going to be impossible to get into King Cove, we would move regionals to Sandpoint. When we have done that in the past. So
we had to do that before.
Yeah, so I talked to Theo today. They have a 6,000-pound limit on planes that can go in, which means he can barely get in with a small plane. So if we're going to evaluate the middle of next week, and if that's the case, we will move regionals to King Cove. And I talked to Sherilyn, to Sandpoint. I talked to Sherilyn, and we could unload the supplies for the coaches' room in the tournament off the freight boat here instead of King Cove. So we are being proactive in addressing that.
So, like King Cove, do they have any suggestions, or is there anything that they could do, the city could do for their runway or anything, or is it just all depends on the weather?
Apparently, when they built the runway, they didn't use hard enough material, not enough gravel. It was an issue when I lived there as well. So if it's extremely rainy and warm like it has been, it's not flyable for planes that bring 9 kids over.
Any further comments or questions?
But I will keep the board abreast of that and informed.
Mr. Barker?
Can we make a comment over here on that too, Mike?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes.
We have a similar issue, so we're kind of dealing with that a little bit for our games this weekend against New Haven. Same issue. So it looks like the best and only option in order to get teams in here with that 6,000-pound load on planes, the only one to be able to fly in is Theo on his 206, because that plane's light enough. So planes can land in Cold Bay and then shuttle over with Theo if they make those accommodations early enough. That would be the best and only option over here.
Yeah, I've already spoken with Gary about that. He spoke with Ed Lester, and providing that Ed Lester is willing to pay for those flights, that would be fine. But we're going to address that in the morning first thing.
Okay. Let's do that for regionals, too, if the runway is too soft over here. Bring those teams over to Cold Bay and then shuttle them over with Theo for regionals.
No, because we'll talk about that later. But we'd be shuttling every single. We'll talk about that. We'd be shuttling every team over there. We're willing to shuttle the King Cove kids, but we'll talk about that later.
Well, if the weather's nice, I don't see an issue with Theo shuttling.
If the
Ider should be back too.
Is Ider back?
He should be back by then.
Yeah, because if all the other teams are aware of it early and go into Cold Bay early, so Theo could start running and Ider can start running,
providing those other schools can afford to fly those kids over, because that's an expense they haven't calculated.
Well, I figure if the community of King Cove talks to Ider and to Theo, I bet they'll probably give them some kind of deal, just to go and get a tournament in their community. Yeah, what do you guys think, Mr. Barker?
Well, I guess the question would be, I mean, the teams would be, you're looking at Port Allsworth and New Haven, they fly in on a Pilatus, so they would be two teams that would have to be shuttled over, so that's two. Sandpoint can fly over just with Theo, so that's your third team. Then the only other team would be your Southwest Regional Borough School District team, so that'd be one of the following schools: Manicotic, New Stew, Olympic, or Togiak. And they usually fly down on Pan Air, so they have to be shuttled over anyway. So you're just talking about New Haven and Port Allsworth as an extra cost if they can't land directly over here with their Pilatus.
And Guy usually is with Ider. He's usually pretty accommodating with those things. I don't know if we've ever talked to Theo about giving deals for things like this, but it's always a possibility. But I know Ider's always been really supportive of the school and the activities that go on here.
Yeah, and I'm an optimist. I think things will work out as planned, but we'll address this next week and get all of the stakeholders involved, and we'll make the right decisions as a group. You got my word on that.
Anything else for the activities report? And then we'll move on to special education and Ms. Piper. I
have a fairly brief report this month, so any questions or nothing. The only thing I would like to add is I'm just very excited about our hire for King Cove. I was nervous about having a sped opening. It's a very difficult position to hire for, and I think we've got a really top-notch guy coming in, so planning on having lots of training in the fall for him, just for paperwork. But other than that, that's all I have to add.
Any comments or questions for Ms. Seifert? Hearing none, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to technology and Mr. Julian.
In addition to my written report, I just want to add that our appeal is being looked at currently. There's someone actually looking at our appeal.
Okay.
They're actually physically in front of them, and they're working on it. So that's progress. And our window for the new bids is tomorrow at 5 o'clock. I already have DRS's bid, GCI. One of the reps came in on the plane with me today, so they're going to hand deliver that to me tomorrow. So I think that's going to be our only two companies bidding for our internet access.
Okay. Comments, questions?
I just make a comment. I was up here yesterday trying to use my internet in the building. It works worth the crap. That's how I feel about DRS. So we'll just want everybody to hear. It's the same up at the school, too. I thought they would be a little better, and they came out in the beginning, and it just didn't seem to pan out. But
School seems like it's gotten slower.
Yeah, it has. It seems to.
I know we've had weather issues last week with the snow. Any satellite-based system's going to get bogged down with snow.
Jade had to go out with a broom 2 days ago and clean off ours, and it worked, so I tried, and she...
Go, Jade!
Anyway, I...
Any other comments or questions for Mr. Julian? Hearing none. Thank you. Moving on to new business and Standpoint Generating Equipment Access Agreement. Mr. Seifert, you want to...
Yeah, a month and a half ago, Dave Nielsen and Glenn and myself attended a meeting in Anchorage, and Stanley Mack was there. Obviously, the guys with the agreement were there. They had somebody from, was it Montana or came from Lower 48? Anyway, this is a beneficial partnership for the school. It's going to save us a lot of money. And what this agreement states is that they can come in and service this equipment and have access to it. It's been signed by the borough. It's also been signed by TDX.
Did you ever figure out where it's going to go in that room?
They have.
Okay.
But so I didn't figure it out, but they have.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They were going to keep it separate. Would have been a better... Is that what they were looking at?
Yes.
Okay. And...
So it's no cost to us whatsoever, other than it's going to save us on our energy bills.
Eastern Lucian Tribe's also doing pretty much a similar agreement for the clinic. So it'll be the two places that they were supposed to take care of about 6 years ago or whatever.
Okay, so it's no cost to us.
None. Zero.
Because that was the issue six years ago.
Just help them get another $400,000.
Not a dime. Zero.
So let's hope. But yes, yeah, it's not supposed to cost a penny.
However many years ago, we had to pay for all the labor and pay for all the equipment.
We made that very clear, and I've had two or three meetings with these guys, and the last meeting in Anchorage when all stakeholders were there, absolutely no cost whatsoever.
Okay. What are the wishes of the board?
Anybody? Okay, I'll make a motion to approve the agreement with TDX Power and the school district.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Arlene, are you hearing our conversation okay on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. If there's no discussion, the motion is to approve the equipment access agreement between the school district and TDS. Roll call, please. Arlene?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to FY18 administrative contracts. Mr. Seifert?
Contracts are the names of the packet, aren't they? And those are all brought before the board. It's all everybody's returning, actually, so that's exciting. I think it's the first time in, since I've been here, we haven't had to replace a principal or someone. So, and just on another note, everybody in Accutana and False Pass is coming back. So you have those contracts. I'd like to have them approved.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Motion by Glenn, seconded by Susie, to approve the FY18 administrative contracts. Is there any discussion? Roll call. Glenn?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on, ATP job fair.
We don't need to go to the job fair. We've spent a ton of time, district office, all parties involved, and the principals as well, going through ATP with a fine-tooth comb. And we currently have two openings and saved $24,000 to $26,000 not to go. And Anchorage just announced a layoff of about 99 teachers, and so the candidate pool for elementary exploded today. So I have a ton of people we're going to go through tomorrow, and I'm confident that we'll have both those filled in a week, and that Gary and Brenda will be interviewing for those once I pre-screen them.
I just want to thank everybody for all the get up and go. You guys, I know you've been working hard on this.
Well, but I want to thank the board.
We got some really good.
We do.
People.
Everybody, all of you guys here have helped. I appreciate that. So it's been a group decision, but we have spent a ton of time and energy on this. I think we have a great group. I'm super excited for next year.
Well, and I think the fact that, we've done a lot of work, and just looking at the candidate pool. And talking to other districts, I think this is kind of the trend of people working to fill. Talking to people about ATP, and then just it's not sounding very positive right now.
It's been sad the last couple of times we've been there.
Thank you to everybody that's worked and looking through resumes and organizing all the meetings.
Now this is the second year of making a conscious effort to hire as many as we can before we had to go out, and we've saved, like you said,
about $50,000.
So it all adds up.
It's pretty remarkable when you look at it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good job, guys. So moving on, personnel, new hires. Mr. Seifert, would you like to touch on this?
Do we have to add two names to that?
Two names. It's Mark Ingram for Sped and King Cove.
Spell his last name.
Ingraham.
No H.
No M?
No H.
Ingraham.
Mm-hmm. And Ellen Clark. E-L-L-E-N Clark. For English and samples.
Once again, top quality candidates that I am extremely excited about all of them. And they're going to do our kids a great service.
So we have...
I thought you said you hired Hannah in an email.
I did. Is she on there?
You met her at her.
Oh, Hannah.
Which position?
Hannah Bailey.
For science.
Yeah. Science.
Oh.
Dad's looking for a buffalo.
At Sound Point?
Dad's looking for buffalo?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Sound Point.
He called the other day.
Okay, so we have Mark Ingram, Sped and King Cove, Ellen Clark, English and Sound Point, Hannah Bailey, Science and Sound Point, Fanny Jo, Newton, English and King Cove, how do I say his name?
Shell.
Mack, King Cove, Industrial Arts, Amanda Mixon, Elementary and Sound Point, Zane Franco, Music and Sound Point, and Lubeth Bond, Math and Sound Point. Wishes of the board?
I move to approve the new hires for FY18.
I'll second.
Been moved by Glenn, seconded by Susie to approve the new hires for FY18. Is there any discussion? Roll call. Hold on a second. Susie?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes.
Motion carries. Moving on to resignations, we have three in the packet from Jennifer Sargent, Christina Carrick, and Amanda Turnbull. Is that complete, Mr. Seifert?
Yes.
Wishes of the board? No, you're not allowed to resign.
Okay, I move to approve.
Moved by Glenn.
Second.
Seconded by Susie. Is there any discussion? Roll call.
Hillary?
Yes.
Susie?
Yes.
Glenn?
Yes.
Arlene?
Yes.
Tiffany?
Yes. Motion carries. Takes us to agenda items for the next meeting. And
calendar.
Calendar.
Superintendent evaluation.
It depends if it's after OSSOG and the next 2 days.
Yeah. Is it possible to be after policies?
Yeah, I think it will be. And also, it's going to be
e-rate. Policy setup,
yeah.
So.
E-rate.
Accepting
the bid from.
So will we be able to make a decision on that next meeting?
Yes.
So E-rate decision.
E-rate bid or okay. E-rate contract.
The policy, Bob said to find out in April when's a good time because he was going to try to come this next or 2 weeks from now in March and it didn't seem like it was going to be a good fit with us.
So Jade's been in contact with him.
So I will send out an email then and see you.
Anytime after the first week of April.
Okay. Anybody else?
I have to see when my meetings are in April.
Okay. I'll just send an email out reminding everybody.
Will DRS and GCI be at that meeting? Okay.
Since we're doing superintendent evaluation, we may have superintendent contract.
Okay.
And FY18 budget?
And FY17.
Okay, so FY18 budget, FY17 budget revision. That one's going to be a long one, people. Snack.
Bring a pizza or something.
Any noted.
Any additional agenda items for the next meeting?
Something you needed. Moves this too.
Date and time and location. Are we doing video for the next one, I'm assuming?
Yes.
And sometime in April? Do you want to just email the board for availability? I can give you mine before I go. I'll write it down for you.
Okay.
If anybody has time in April they're not available, please let Jade know, and we'll communicate out as soon as possible when we have a date set. Does that work for people?
So when we do our policy, is board members coming over here for that?
They don't have to. We need to have two board members there. We have to have a principal there. We have to have a kid there and a parent there, along with superintendent. So they certainly can come.
I think we should have everybody.
We certainly can, and I don't think everybody wants to come.
Well,
if we're going to have board members here, let's schedule our meeting also in the same time.
After, so we can have first reading of all of our policies.
So let's wait for Nathan from Bob, and then we'll...
Well, I have to give him dates that are good for
email
us.
Email these guys and we'll get them there. Okay.
We'll start that right away.
And how many days does Bob figure it's going to be?
Two and a half.
2.5 days.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're looking in April, sometime after policy revision. We're going to let Jade know our availabilities as soon as possible so she can work with Bob. Works for people? All right. And that leads us to adjournment. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'm not saying anything.
I'll move to adjourn.
Okay, I'll second.
Is there any objections? We are adjourned at 7:17. Thank you, everybody.
Grab a cookie before you leave.
I'm grabbing a cookie.
Thanks, Arlene.
Thanks, Arlene.